this last year, Bruce and I was putting some doors in. When that spring come loose, that piece of steel that went to flopping around ripped my first finger of my left hand from the edge of the finger plumb to the end, ripped it just down to the bone, ripped the next one, and ripped the fourth one just right down. I just, blood just went everywhere. I looked at it and said, I can't believe I done that. You know, of all these years, you'd think I'd be smarter than that, knowing that when that sprain was wound, when I knocked that loose, that thing's going to come loose. And before I could get my hand out of the way, I mean, that thing, I mean, it just spun like that. It just tore my hand all to pieces, just pulverized it. So blood just going everywhere. You know, I just took a big old blue rag I had there and wrapped it in. Bruce said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to go to the house and Cheryl put some Band-Aids on it so I can go back to work. I got doors to install. And so she did. She did all that, put Band-Aids around them and everything. I'm ready to go back to work. So Bruce and I went back over and installed the door. No stitches. What did the Lord say we could pray for? Amen. So I said, Lord, I done a dumb stunt. So I'm thanking you that my fingers are all still there. First of all, that you didn't cut one of them off, because I got to have faith to put it back on. I think, Scott, didn't you cut one off one time and you put it back on? Yeah, and it growed back, right, Scott? Yeah, so Mike, did you do that too one time? Mike did that too. He cut one off. See, these boys got faith. You know, I mean, it takes lots of faith when you get a finger cut completely off. Praise God, mine wasn't cut completely off. It just cut all the skin off of it, the meat, everything. But I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, I want you to fix my fingers, and I don't want any scars. He was so gracious to me, and he healed everything. I got one little scar on top of this first finger. All the rest of them grew back without even a scar. I mean, is he a good God?
Yes.
And you know how much that cost me?
Nothing.
Just a little Band-Aid. Because it bled a whole lot. But see, that's standing in faith. Now, a few years ago, I cut that finger just a little bitty place that long, and they took 6 stitches in it. I mean, that wasn't even a mark compared to what happened to my hand. But I ain't going there. I'm not a wimp anymore. You know, I believe in God. And when I believe God, he made the promises in the book. He guaranteed me he would do these things. Did he not?
Yes.
So when I believed him for Caitlin, he fixed the valve in her throat. And of course, 6 weeks later, I did take her back. We fed her every day, normal. I quit feeding her with that little hole in her stomach right that day after she ate that applesauce. And I fed her normal. Every day, morning, noon, and night, she ate 3 times a day, normal foods, just like we did, everything. No gagging, no coughing, no nothing, everything. But the doctor told us to bring her back at 12 months. We were there 10 months, so 2 weeks later, we took her down there at 12 months, and the doctor checked her, and he said, I would never have believed this. He said, that flapper valve is working perfect. You can start feeding her now. And I said, well, Doc, we started feeding her 6 weeks ago. He said, Mr. Scrivener, you are the craziest man I have ever seen in my life. Well, now, see, what's the difference between me and him? He's trained himself with the physical things of the world, right? And I've trained myself with the spiritual things. So the spiritual things of the kingdom override the physical things of the world. But, you know, if you don't know this and learn how to walk in this, you're never going to be able to get these kind of things done. Meditate just for a second on that Mark 11:24. Look at that. That's a promise to you. Now, almost nobody today believes these kind of promises, because Jesus said, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. Now then, first of all, the very first thing you notice before you pray, what should you do? You should confess your sin. You should make sure that your sins are remitted. You should make sure that you're walking in obedience to his word and that there's no unconfessed sin, no unforgiveness or nothing in your life. Because if you have any kind of sin in your life, when the Lord says, I will not hear your prayer if you come to me with sin in your life. Well, now, what does that mean? Do you want him to hear your prayer? Boy, I want him to hear mine. And so when I pray, I want to make sure my sins are confessed. And so therefore, if my sins are confessed and everything's forgiven, when I pray, then I can believe it's done. Now, just like my hand, I believed it was done. I knew there was not going to be a problem. You know, that's just like the other day. We went down here to take a mobile home apart. And as we were taking the porch apart, of course, the screws and boards and stuff, you know, old, you know, the stuff had been there for years. And so I got a pair of tennis shoes on. I'm trying to pay attention. And I step over there like this. And I step on a board that had a nail about that long sticking through it. It went right through my tennis shoe, right into my foot. Well, when it went into my foot, you know, I mean, man, I don't take the pressure off. So I push my hand down to keep from, you know. And as I do, there's a great big old screw sticking there. And I stick it right through my hand, you know. So I think, okay, Lord, I don't know where I sinned, but I must have done something really rotten to get all this. But Lord, I repent of sin. But I picked the foot up and pulled a nail out, you know, with a board on it. And we turned it over where nobody else would do that. And then I looked at my hand, it's all bleeding and everything. And I said, okay, Lord, and what do you think the first thought was that came to my mind? That's the first thing I thought about. You need to go get a tetanus shot. Oh, I guess that was God talking to me, right? That's what some people would say. That was the Lord. No, it wasn't the Lord. I didn't need a tetanus shot, only if I'm living in unbelief. But that thought, that spirit is talking to me, and it's coming from the enemy. You know, that's, I'm hearing this thought. This is clear. You need to go get a tetanus shot. You ain't had one in 30 years. You sure need one. No. I do not need a tetanus shot. No, I am good. And I said, Lord, I thank you for healing my foot. It was sore for 2 or 3 days, you know, a little hard to walk on. Not too bad, but a little sore. But then my hand, it was sore than anything else. Every time I'd buff it, you know, it'd break that open again. But it didn't take but 3 or 4 or 5 days, and it was all healed up. So praise God, I'm one piece again. You got to realize that this scripture means what it says, but when you pray, you got to believe it's done. You may not see the full manifestation of it right then, but it will happen if you pray and believe. Now, if you pray in unbelief and you, or if you go to a doctor, and that's where nearly everybody goes. Now you alone, you and God knows where your faith is. You know, I mean, I've had many people come up for me to pray with them and say, what would you do if you was in my shape? I said, well, with my faith, I know what I would do. I would pray, and then I would first repent of my sins, and I would pray, and then I say, thank you, Lord, it's done. Would you take any medicine? Absolutely not. No. Mm-hmm. I don't take no medicine. I mean, how about an Anacin or an aspirin? Nope. I don't take nothing. You don't take medication? No, I don't take medication. I have not had any medication. I have no over-the-counter. In fact, I broke a tooth 4 or 5 years ago, and it bothered me. I stood in faith for a year, and I couldn't get the tooth healed. I don't know what I was doing wrong, but it was not healed. And so Sharon even come to me while I had this rotten tooth in here, the one I broke. And she said, Pastor, I was over to the doctor's office, the dentist's office, had my teeth cleaned, they x-rayed it. I got 2 teeth that needs a root canal. And she said, nope, I ain't going there. I'm going to have my pastor pray for me according to Matthew 18:9, and I'm going to have my root canals are going to be healed. So I didn't tell her about mine being broke. So she come in here and asked me to pray for her. And when I prayed, I said, is it done? She said, it's done. Guarantee it. That's it. No question that. It's done. Well, obviously, 6 or 8 months later, when she went back to have her teeth cleaned again, the doctor says, well, Sharon, let's do those 2 root canals. She said, no, there ain't nothing wrong. And he said, Sharon, root canals don't get healed. You know, you have to grind them out and fix them. Oh, no. She said, my pastor prayed with me according to Matthew 18:19, and my teeth are healed. And so he said, well, let's x-ray. She said, I ain't paying for no x-ray. You know, said, you ain't going to get my money. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll x-ray them. If there ain't nothing wrong with them, I'll pay for the x-ray. She said, well, okay, you can do the x-ray, but there ain't going to be nothing wrong with them. He x-rayed those 2 teeth, and there wasn't nothing wrong with those 2 teeth. She did not have to have a root canal. She come back and told me. But after that, I thought to myself, now, I prayed for this girl. You know, this don't sound fair, does it, girl? You know, I mean, I prayed for her. What does that tell you about her faith? It's greater than mine, right? I guarantee. She got hers healed. Sometimes I think hers and Cheryl's and all of them is greater than mine at times, you know. But anyway, after she got healed, I thought, okay, Lord, I have fought with this tooth now for, it's been about 2 total years now. And at first when I tried to eat on it, man, it hurt. Oh, it got sore. And so I thought, well, I'll go and have the dentist check it. And I went in and I said, what's the deal here? And he said, well, you got some infection in there. And he said, I couldn't pull it now if I wanted to. He said, it's broke, but said, you'll have to take some antibiotics. He said, I'll give you a prescription. And he said, come back in a couple of weeks and I'll pull your tooth. I said, okay. So I went out, I took the prescription. I went out and wadded it up, throw it in the trash. I said, Lord, you said I could ask for anything, didn't he? Yeah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for taking away all that infection. I didn't know it was in there, but now it's gone because your word promises. So I'll go back in 2 weeks and let him pull my tooth. I went back in there and he looked at it and he said, oh yeah, all the infection's gone. No problem. So he just jerked it out. No problem. You know, I didn't tell him anything about the medicine. He assumed I took the medicine.
Yeah.
But he said, you know, all the problem is gone. So he said, I'll just pull it. And so he did. He pulled the tooth. And so several times since then, I've said, okay, Lord, I need a new tooth there, but it still ain't in there. I guess when I get the kind of faith these girls got, I'll get it someday. But I thought how strange that was that I prayed for her and she said, it's done. You know, Matthew 18:19 said, two of us agree, it's done. She said, I don't have a problem with no root canal. And she never has had to have a problem with those two teeth. They still are there and they're good. So see, God knows the faith in your heart, doesn't he? So if you start trying to stand for some of these things and you don't have much word in you, you're going to be in trouble because it's probably not going to work for you. Now think about Sharon now, since we're talking about her. It's just been a few years ago, 8 or 10 years ago, that Sharon had so many things wrong with her, she couldn't even drive her own car. But she didn't know how to walk by faith. Back in those days, she had no idea how to do it. She told me when she came to me the first time at a healing school, she said, I've never heard God's word taught like you teach it. But she said, I want you to know, I go to a huge church over in North Dallas. And she said, it's a big church. And she said, I've been prayed for over there at least 100 or more times with no results. Now, see, that's what happens to us, doesn't it? When we don't have real faith or we don't know God's way. Well, my first question to Sharon was, I said, how long have you had the problem? 27 years. I said, well, 27 years ago, you committed some kind of sin. Did you ever confess it? I guess not. I said, well, you need to tell the Lord you're sorry. So she did. I said, then what scripture did you use to base your faith on? She said, do what? I said, what scripture? You got to use the word of God. I said, God watches over his word to perform his word, not my words. So she said, well, let's use this scripture. I said, okay, we did. And I said, now then, you've never been prayed for in faith. I'm going to pray for you in faith. I'm going to guarantee you in the name of Jesus, the King of the universe is going to heal you today when I pray for you. And Sharon was healed totally, completely that day of everything. She'd been sick for 27 years. Now, when we do it God's way, what does he do? He does exactly what he promised, doesn't he? I tell you all of this to tell you that everything in God's word means what it says. It means what it says. Some of the things that God says will either kill you or give you long life. I'll take the long life and the health.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled All We Need Is Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online, or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.